you can go ahead and be seated. God bless you. I love that song. And there's so many benefits in knowing the Lord. One of the great benefits is God has given us this wonderful thing called prayer and given us the ability to communicate with Him. Imagine that, the creator of the universe invites us to come to Him. And we can do that not only at church or not only during our morning devotions or whatever. We can come to the Lord 24/7. And God never hits the do not disturb button, right? He's always there, always available to us. And the Bible talks about not only the fact that we can pray anytime, but there are all kinds of different types of prayers that we can pray. And Paul writes in Philippians chapter 4, says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. Thank Him for all He's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything you can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So the Bible talks about all kinds of prayers that we can pray. For example, how many of you have ever prayed what you would call a desperate prayer? Anybody here? You know what that's about, right? You're coming to God in a desperate moment. You're crying out to God, and you're saying, God, I need you to do something, and I need you to do it now, right? I need something to happen here. And they're just cries of desperation to God, and God hears and answers desperate prayers. There are other prayers that I would call like unburdening prayers. This is where things kind of just build up, you know, and build up in our lives. It could be pressure, it could be stress, it could be grief, whatever it might be. You know, things just kind of start to add up after a while, and we finally come to a place where we just get on our faces before God and we unburden our hearts before the Lord. And all that weight that we were carrying on our shoulders, we just take it off and we give it to Jesus. There are other prayers that I would just call listening prayers. This is where we listen more than we talk, which is a good idea in prayer when you think about it. I always figure what God has to tell me is probably more important than what I need to tell Him. Listening prayers. And so we're asking God for direction. We're asking God for wisdom. We've got a big decision we need to make, and we really just desperately need to hear from God. And so we're just taking time before the Lord to listen to God's heart. Other prayers are intercessory prayers. This is when we're praying for others. We have friends that maybe are going through something, and they're finding it difficult maybe even to pray for themselves, and we intercede on their behalf, or we intercede for our nation. Or we intercede for loved ones who aren't walking with the Lord. They're intercessory prayers where we're bringing other people to the Lord in prayer. So there's all kinds of different prayers that we have. But Paul mentions one of them here that's very important, and that is thankful prayers. Thankful prayers. This is when we're coming to the Lord, not with a need, not with a request, not with a burden. We're just coming to the Lord and we're saying, God, thank you. Thank you. And thankful prayers are so important because when we're not thankful, we can start to focus on the wrong things. When we're not thankful to the Lord, we can focus on, you know, what's wrong instead of what God has done. And we can become grumpy, cynical, critical people when we don't have thankful hearts, right? And honestly, when we continue on in that and we're not thankful, we're not very much fun to be around either. But when we're thankful people, the Lord lifts up our hearts and we get our eyes back on Jesus and we get our focus right. And so I just want to encourage you, especially this week, we should always be thankful people. But leading up to Thanksgiving this week, I want to encourage you to pray thankful prayers this week. Amen? Take at least part of your prayer time to be thankful to the Lord. And it's good to be generally thankful to the Lord, but it's also good to be specifically thankful. This is where we actually go through and we say, Lord, I thank you specifically for this thing. We used to sing this song, and I would describe it as kind of a camp meeting kind of song, Count Your Blessings. And one of the lines in that song says, Count Your Blessings, and it says, name them one by one. Right? That's specific thankfulness. Where we're actually making a list, even if it's just a mental list, and we're going down and we're saying, Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you for family. Thank you for my church. Thank you that tonight there's a roof over my head. Thank you that I have clothing to wear. Thank you, God, that I have food on my table. And we get very specific in thanking the Lord. And that does so much to set our hearts at ease and set our spirits free. Thankful prayers. When I look at this past year for our church, I'm thankful for so much of what God has done for our church family. That through all the craziness of the last couple of years, God has continued to bless us. And that we've been walking through things in unity, and we've been there for one another, and we've been a blessing to one another. The reality is, as difficult as things have been, these last 3 years have been Bethel Church's best years in terms of financial giving. 2019, we had a record year in giving. But in 2020, we broke that record. And this year, we're breaking that record. Now, how is that possible with all things considered? Well, it's possibly because of the blessing of God. God's been providing for us. And this last year in particular, with God's help, we were able to pay off our church's mortgage. And I look back at this last year and I say, thank you, Jesus, for blessing us in so many ways, for being there for us. So God is worthy of thanks this morning. Amen. And of course, the greatest gift of all, the greatest blessing of all, is our salvation through Jesus Christ. Where would we be without Jesus? Amen. And I look back, and being a person that wasn't raised in church, I look back at my life and I say, thank you, Lord Jesus, that my family moved right next door to a Jesus-believing, saved, Spirit-filled family that invited me to come to church with them. And the second Sunday that I went to church, the pastor gave a very clear salvation message, and I came forward at the end of that message in an old-fashioned altar call. I experienced the reality of God's love for the first time in my life as I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And I look back and still say that was the best day of my life, the day I found Jesus. Amen? And so this song, simple song of thanks, just giving thanks to Jesus for his goodness and his mercy. And as we share communion in a moment, this is one of the ways that we're reminded of the grace of God. And it's a way that we give thanks to the Lord by sharing communion. In fact, in 1 Corinthians, Paul calls the communion cup specifically, he calls it the cup of thanksgiving. The cup of thanksgiving. And so what we're about to do, in a way, is kind of a Thanksgiving meal, right? No, it's not turkey and dressing and mashed potato. Anybody getting hungry? But it's a spiritual meal. It's a spiritual meal where our soul is satisfied. And we say, thank you, Jesus, for laying down your life for my salvation. Thank you, Jesus, that when I put my head on the pillow tonight, I don't have to go to sleep wondering and worrying about where I'm going to spend eternity. But because of your love, because of your grace, because of the cross, I know that I'm saved for all eternity. God is so good. Amen, church? He's so good. So we're going to receive communion together and give thanks to the Lord. And Those of you at home, go ahead and get your communion elements ready. Would you bow your heart with me right now before the Lord and just thank Him for the cross? Hallelujah. Lord, of all the things that we are thankful for this Thanksgiving, we are most thankful for the gift of salvation. And Lord, even though our salvation is free to us, we know that it costs You everything, that You left Your throne in glory. You came into this world, lived among sinful people, and ministered to them and loved them and healed them. And then ultimately You laid down Your life, not only for their sins, but ours too. We thank You, Jesus, for the cross today. Thank You that You shed Your blood for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Receive the body of Christ. And before we drink this juice, would you bow your heart with me? And would you just ask the Lord right now that if there's any need for any kind of repentance, any kind of confession to the Lord, any kind of spiritual cleansing that needs to take place in your own heart, would you bring those things to Jesus right now? Say, Lord, forgive me. I confess my sins to You. I ask You to wash me as white as snow. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank You for this cup that represents the blood that You shared. In Jesus' name, receive the cup of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, God, You're so good. We praise You today. We give You thanks today, Lord. And God, I pray for each one of us that this week in particular, God, You'd help us to remember just how blessed we are. Help us, Lord, to speak words of gratitude and speak words of thanksgiving and cease from grumbling and complaining. And Lord, God, that we'd be thankful before You and before others, and we'd be thankful for Your many blessings. We'd be thankful for the people in our lives, and not only would we give thanks to You, we would thank them too. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God, You are so good. Amen. Let's stand together. We're going to sing another song of thanks to the Lord. Amen. Yeah. This is our closing song, and then Pastor Roger's going to close us in prayer this morning.